Oui, monsieur.
Just a moment. 3 measures of Gordon's, 1 of vodka, 1/2 measure of quinoa lillet. Shake it very well until it's ice cold, then add a large, thin slice of lemon peel. Got it?
Certainly, monsieur.
The barman seemed pleased with the idea.
Gosh, that's certainly a drink, said Leiter.
Bond laughed. When I'm, concentrating, he explained, I never have more than 1 drink before dinner. But I do like that one to be large and very strong and very cold and very well made. I hate small portions of anything, particularly when they taste bad. This drink's my own invention. I'm going to patent it when I can think of a good name. He watched carefully as the deep glass became frosted with a pale golden drink, slightly aerated by the bruising of the shaker. He reached for it and took a long sip. Excellent, he said to the barman. But if you can get a vodka made with grain instead of potatoes, you'll find it still better.
Mais n'englons pas de mouche, he added in an aside to the barman.
The barman grinned. That's a vulgar way of saying, we won't split hairs, explained Bond. But Leiter was still interested in Bond's drink.
You certainly think things out,
he said with amusement as they carried their glasses to a corner of the room. He lowered his voice.
You better call it the Molotov cocktail, after the one you tasted this afternoon.
They sat down. Bond laughed.
I see that the spot marked X has been roped off, and they're making cars take a detour over the pavement. I hope it hasn't frightened away any of the big money. People are accepting the communist story, or else they think it was a burst gas main. All the burnt trees are coming down tonight, and if they work things here like they do at Monte Carlo, there won't be a trace of the mess left in the morning.
Leiter shook a Chesterfield out of his pack.
I'm glad to be working with you on this job, he said, looking into his drink. So I'm particularly glad you didn't get blown to glory. Our people are definitely interested. They think it's just as important as your friends do, and they don't think there's anything crazy about it at all. In fact, Washington's pretty sick we're not running the show. But you know what the big brass is like. I expect your fellows are much the same in London.
Bond nodded. Apt to be a bit jealous of their scoops, he admitted.
Anyway, I'm under your orders, and I'm to give you any help you ask for. With Mathis and his boys here, there may not be much that isn't taken care of already, but anyway, here I am.
I'm delighted you are, said Bond. The opposition has got me, and probably you and Mathis too, all weighed up, and it seems no holds are going to be barred. I'm glad Le Chiffre seems as desperate as we thought he was. I'm afraid I haven't got anything very specific for you to do, but I'd be grateful if you'd stick around the casino this evening. I've got an assistant, a Miss Lind, and I'd like to hand her over to you when I start playing. You won't be ashamed of her. She's a good-looking girl. He smiled at Leiter. And you might mark his 2 gunmen. I can't imagine he'll try a rough house, but you never know.
I may be able to help, said Leiter. I was a regular in our Marine Corps before I joined this racket, if that means anything to you.
He looked at Bond with a hint of self-deprecation.
It does, said Bond.